A man's tie, finding the perfect match. The right men's tie can be the polish that gives an outfit the perfect shine. But with an infinite number of colors, patterns, and fabrics to choose from, a gentleman can be left with a very difficult choice of which one to go with. So for many men, the solution is to avoid variety and stick with a small collection of solid colored or simple striped ties. And while there's nothing wrong with conservative solids and stripes, a man needs options. And so hopefully this is going to help you understand what your options are. All right, first let's talk about the solid tie. Looking at color and pattern options, the most basic is the solid. A solid tie is the easiest one to match. One simply selects a tie that coordinates with the other colors in the suit. However, within the simplicity lies the degree of over-coordination. The solid tie. Looking at color and pattern options, the most basic is the solid. A solid tie is easiest to match. One simply selects a tie that coordinates with the other colors in the suit and shirt. However, within the simplicity lies the danger of over-coordination. And basically what we get is too matched of a look. So think of Phyllis Region over on, I think that's, his, I probably mispronounced his name, but basically he was well known for having a everything matching from his tie to his shirt, very a monochromatic look. And it just never really, I thought, looked right. So you got to be careful about that. I like, if you're going to go with a solid tie, to go with a little bit of other pattern somewhere in the suit or shirt and then let the tie be solid and simple. The striped tie. Equally classic is the men's striped tie, which is easily matched with solid suits and shirts by selecting a stripe that complements them. In the case of a patterned jacket, shirt, or both, the key is to maintain colors that complement and attend to the diversity of scale. A finely pinstriped suit calls for a boldly striped tie, while a strong checkered shirt would be better suited by a more subtly striped tie. So hopefully that makes, basically what you're looking to do is that whenever somebody sees the patterns in or the stripes in your tie, they should not confuse or be too close to the patterns in your jacket or your shirt. The reason being, whenever you've got patterns that are too close in size, it's going to get the feeling of movement, and that isn't a good thing that you seek in your clothing. The plaid tie. Harder to find, this choice of neckwear is a great way to embolden an otherwise plain outfit. Creating the illusion of dimension, this tie will draw attention to itself, so don't pair it with an overpowering shirt. So the rule of thumb with a plaid tie is it's a pretty busy tie. Make sure that everything else you're wearing is pretty simple, including the pocket square, which usually draws attention to itself. So here you'd want to go with a solid pocket square, plaid tie, perhaps a semi-solid shirt, and a simple solid suit. Dots, paisleys, and figure ties. Polka dots, paisleys, and figures, meaning small repeating images such as university, club, or military crests. They've become much more common over the years. They used to be very casual ties, but now if they're kept in good taste, you can wear them to almost any formal event. These ties, the great thing about them is that they can liven up pretty much anything you wear. And because of the unique pattern, you can wear them with a wide variety of other patterns when it comes to shirts, suits, your pocket squares, and even, you know, your odd trousers. And as mentioned before, the only thing you want to be careful of is whenever you're matching them with your shirt or with your suit or with your pocket square, that the patterns that are in those other items, they're not the same scale. Finally, let me just hit on men's tie construction. Really quick, always look for quality material and good construction. And when I mean quality material, you want to go for silk. You can find some decent $5 to $10 ties out there. If you're in Hong Kong or you're on the streets of Bangkok, they're going to be made from polyester, though. And these ties, they're not going to last. They're going to end up breaking down, and they're just not a wise investment. They never look good after a few wears. You want to go with something that is constructed well, because think about it. Think about the way you're going to be pulling on and stretching that tie. You want something that every time you wear it, it's going to look great, because a tie, basically, it's the flag. It's like a, think about an ocean liner and the flag that are at the top of the mast. It is what people see. It's what identifies the ship. And so in many cases, your tie is what's going to identify you. And despite having such a small profile, it's something that everyone notices. So pay attention and invest in those details. This summarizes my section on A Man's Tie, Finding the Perfect Match.